Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Liverpool's Royal Birkdale Golf Club hosts the 154th Open Championship this week.
With a score of 283, the winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Padraig Harrington.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague with Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague. Open Championship Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Over! Way over!
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a delightful weekend out there. Happy Open Championship Week to all who celebrate. Enjoy waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch golf.
I enjoy the Open Championship. I get disappointed when people who are around and love the sport call it the British Open.
It's the Open Championship.
It's the Open Championship.
Thank you very much.
I was talking about you. You called it the British Open last
week.
Bastard. I was very offended by
that. What is the matter with you, Swagger?
I didn't say anything.
You call yourself a golf guy. What are you going to call them? Golf cleats next time? Huh? You going to go golf cleats on me?
Who would ever make that
mistake? Nobody would do that. Nobody would.
I'm golfing today.
Royal Birkdale is where they're playing. Famously where Jordan Spieth iced out Matt Kuchar hitting a tee shot over a stanchion and then getting a drop that took like an hour long and then made a 40-foot putt and yelled, go get that at his caddy. That happened, Royal Birkdale. So we'll see if we get some fireworks. It is the last major championship of the year. I will remember you. We'll see you next year.
I didn't really watch much of the Scottish Genesis Open.
I saw bits and pieces of it. It was entertaining. Rory McIlroy chunked a shot 10 yards.
I loved
a tee shot.
Watching Rory pull one left, and he was caught on the mic. Oh, I'm so bad at golf.
He's got a pretty funny self-monologue going on right now. He then bounced back and had a good Sunday. Tom Kim won the Scottish Open over the weekend, usually the warm-up for a lot of folks getting used to link-style golf. Royal Birkdale begins Thursday, the Open Championship. Let's all yell about quarterbacks. Nothing in sports radio is a better rite of passage than the middle of July. Nobody really cares about the home run derby. I'm going to play the fun game at the end of the show. Can you name the team this guy plays for of the home run derby participants? Because I know that I probably can't.
No.
And we tried one last week and none of us knew the answer
to it.
Can
we quit before we start?
we will play that fun game at the end of the show. Look, it's a little dry out there. This is where the NFL knows exactly what they're doing and ESPN knows exactly what they're doing. What do we get today? What gets dropped today of all the days?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL coaches, front office folks, executives, ranking of NFL quarterbacks. Now, ESPN just gives us top 10. They don't go 1 through 32, you cowards. Give me 1 through 32.
You want a 1 through 32?
Give me 1.
Ranking?
I want to know who's 32 out of 32. Who's 31? Who's 29? How is that guy 28? What are we doing
here?
Who would
be the starter for the Browns?
It's got to be Deshaun, right?
What about the Falcons? Would it be Tua?
Leaning Penix. I'm still Penix.
If you did a 1 out of 32, they're going to have to project the starter and give the thoughts.
Just do quarterback room instead of the guy himself.
They should
you can go longer than 32
16.
If you want.
Like, they should do 16.
You want 16. That's
well,
a better number.
That's the top half.
Top half of the league?
Top 14 teams make the playoffs,
okay.
And a couple teams. After that, it really doesn't matter, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they just gave it. No, if you have one of those guys,
if
you're not going to
win. If your guy's 20th, does it matter?
Let's start from the back and work our way forward. It's always a good time when you do that.
I love starting from the back.
Got to start from the back first. Here are your honorable mentions, just outside looking in.
Okay.
Super Bowl winning Sam Darnold, just on the outside.
I have a point about that.
Okay. Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders, great year one, horrendous year two.
Wasn't he like top five last year?
Yes, he absolutely
coming
was.
Coming into the season.
Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, who after his first season was an unquestionable top three quarterback in the NFL, now finds himself on the outside of the top 10.
Mighty have fallen there, huh?
Brock Purdy in San Francisco, Niner fans not happy about this. Yeah. How's he on the outside of the top 10?
He sucks, dude. His backup's good.
Baker Mayfield, who is still looking for, I love how many this is. Why don't you just give me 16? Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts were the other ones who were honorable mentions.
Yeah, just rank those
mention.
Guys in it.
Yes, is that the order? Was that the order that you were ranked in? So then we can assume Darnold 11, Daniels 12, Jordan Love 13, Purdy 14, Mayfield 15, Lawrence 16, Hurts 17. By the way, another guy who was top five as of 2 years ago, now outside of the top 15.
There's also, if you want to go even deeper, there's also another receiving votes, including Bo Nix, Daniel Jones.
Oh, that's right. I didn't scroll far enough.
Stroud.
I didn't make it far enough. We're still voting for anything for C.J. Stroud?
So we could be having top 19 quarterbacks in the National Football League.
And your top 10, without further ado, save your yelling and shouting for the end, please. Okay? This is a graduation. Let's get through all the names, and then we can hiss or cheer.
Okay.
Number 10, the Iceman himself, Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears.
Well, patent not pending anymore.
Number 9, Mr. Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions. Number 8, look how good he was last year, Drake May of the New England Patriots.
From unranked.
All the way from unranked. Staying in his ranking from last year, which will certainly lead to all the yelling, Justin Herbert of the LA Chargers coming in at number 7. Dak Prescott of my Dallas Cowboys from unranked into the top 6. He is number 6.
Like, he's been in this every other year.
Yeah, he goes on a weird bounce back and forth. He can't stay healthy outside of the top 10. He has a good year statistically in the top 10.
Yep.
That's usually the way it works for him. And then your top 5 is not surprising anybody. Lamar Jackson, number 5. Joe Burrow, smoking at Joe Burrow, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford, 3. Patrick Mahomes, number 2. And Josh Allen, can't win the big one. Allen, number 1 of the Buffalo Bills. Let's yell. What's the most egregious in the top 10?
Sam Darnold or Brock Purdy
not being in.
Yeah.
Who do we bump out for one of those two or both?
Well, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, he gets the boot from the club.
If you're making me bump people,
you're the bouncer of the club.
Goff out of there. I love this. This is the breakdown, by the way. You can give
year.
Me the numbers.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I can't remember what his
was. Why are guys jumping in that are unranked, right? It's pretty easy. They win.
They win, yeah.
Their team has success.
Right.
I love the NFL coordinator who cited why he voted Jared Goff top 10. Guy wins.
Now, they did have a winning record last year.
Thanks for your advanced metrics on that.
4,500 yards, 34 tuds, and 8 picks for Jared Goff last year.
Absolutely.
Those are
good
numbers.
But you're just asking me, like, what would you, like, who, Sam Darnold's last two seasons, Minnesota and then last year in
Seattle.
He's been very good. Plus, he won the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. He was the best player in the NFC title game for them.
Yes, he was. He was outstanding.
If we're just doing this off of how we always do this, which is never like context, stats, paired with value of team, it's just usually like, who won last year?
Right.
Let's throw him in there. Jared Goff got the exception out of the rule.
He's been to an NFC title game.
Yeah.
And then they blew a 21-point lead.
He's been to a Super Bowl, too.
That is true. I forget about that Super Bowl. He just couldn't score a touchdown, but he's been there.
So, Sam Darnold, I'd have in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go from top five to unranked other than, like, he got injured. But, like, if you're buying futures, is Jaden Daniels still a top 10 I buy the futures out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, do you think, by most league execs?
No, I don't think he is, and maybe that's controversial. I think there's enough guys who are still in the prime of their careers that I would buy futures of ahead of him. Because where's, like, this, like, to your point of bumping people out, Jared Goff, I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Okay.
Although the number, he's an interesting cat, because they had a disappointing year last year, but they were still above 500, and his numbers, when you look at them, were still very solid.
Yeah, but some of the numbers.
He played really bad in big moments for them last year. No doubt about it. He also has a lot of talent around him. That wide receiver room's loaded. It's one of the best offensive lines
in the
league. Gibbs is an absolute stud. Yeah. I would follow the Jaden Daniels logic and the CJ Stroud logic of, like, how many times do we need to learn this? To me, you need more than one good year to be ranked in the top 10 of the NFL. How do we not have that, like, blanket boilerplate? If you do it back-to-back years, by all means, I'll put you in. I know he was an MVP candidate last year, and I'm not even killing him for his rookie season, because you shouldn't be good as a rookie. Mm-hmm. That's the way the NFL works. Don't we need a little more seasoning on Drake May before we rank him ahead of some of these guys? Like, one more year. You do it one more year, by all means. To your larger point, a year ago now, Jaden Daniels was in the top five of the NFL quarterback rankings.
Yep.
Top five. And now he's outside the top 10 and kind of an afterthought in the NFC quarterback conversation. Whoa. Maybe he gets back to where he was.
2 years ago, Hurts and Love were both in the top
seven. And C.J. Stroud was in the top seven, too. Like, this is my only point on May.
It's just I think he's good.
It's just year to year. And it's been, he was not great as a rookie. Again, not killing him for it. You're a rookie on a bad team with a bad coach. I don't blame you. He's had one good year. He should not be ranked ahead of Jared Goff. Jared Goff's numbers were outstanding last year. Jared Goff's won at the same high level that Drake May has in his career, mm-hmm. and he's been consistently really good in Detroit. So that was the one that I immediately saw. Darnold not being in the top 10 coming off of winning a Super Bowl is really funny.
Also, Caleb.
Yeah?
If you wanted to bump Caleb for somebody out of the top 10, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, he had a really good year this year.
I know, but, like, should Caleb be in it over Bo? And you know me, I'm like not Mr. Diehard Bo guy.
Yeah, it's a difficult
question.
Weren't
their numbers almost identical, except I think Bo had more passing yards?
I believe you are correct in that.
I think he had more touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me pull up Bo's numbers. I'll look up.
But Bo's not even like in the next five out.
No,
he's in the group after that.
No, he is not.
And so even if I don't buy Bo as the long-term franchise future, I don't really have an argument.
Do you still feel that way about Bo? Are you still not fully sold on the stock?
Well,
because he's been good.
Sold, like, on the stock of, like, I think he's a Cousins. I don't think he's a leads you to the Super Bowl and wins it.
No, but didn't Sam Darnold kind of show us that you don't necessarily have to be that? And maybe they pay him too much down the road that's what ends up being. Like, Darnold, I would put him in the top 10 because he just won a Super Bowl and that has to count for something. Mm-hmm. And he was outstanding in their closest playoff game.
I'm actually a little surprised he didn't make it because they won the Super Bowl because he had a good year with Minnesota.
He also led the NFL in turnovers.
No doubt.
Right, and benefited greatly from a very talented team around him. And so all of this stuff can be true at the same time.
None of these guys are in the top 10 that don't benefit from something.
No. Well, my guy is, but people would say he shouldn't be in the top 10 because his offensive line sucks and he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. And he was their leading rusher last year.
He is. I said this in the first hour. I'll say it again. I think he's the most polarizing player in the top 10.
Without a doubt, he is. I'll read a quote, by the way, in a moment from it. Here's your side-by-side for Caleb. Do you want career totals?
No. Just last year.
Last year, 27 touchdowns and 7 picks for Caleb Williams.
Yep.
3,900 yards, 58% completion percentage. Bo Nix, 25 and 11, 3,900 yards. So identical yards, fewer touchdowns, more picks, higher completion percentage, 63%.
Okay. So they're basically the same thing.
And,
you know, had he not broke his ankle, he might have had a chance to play in a Super Bowl versus won the divisional round, and they lose him for the AFC title game, so they lose the game.
The only stat that Caleb is beating by a significant margin, Bowen, is interceptions. Caleb has only thrown 13 through two seasons, and Bo has thrown 23.
Yeah, and Bo has him on completion percentage.
Yeah, so you're splitting hairs there.
So I think you can make an argument for Darnold, Purdy, Bo. Like, you can make arguments for all of these guys. I just find it's very unusual how some guys get a benefit of, like, hey, he won.
Right.
What's the reason? He's a winner.
He gets the job
done. And other guys who win don't quite get the same treatment. It's just a very odd way of dealing with this. But I do find Herbert of all of them, because some of these guys will be in it next year, and some of these guys are going to be out of it.
Yes.
You want to argue about the top five order? Go ahead. If you want Burrow or Lamar or how you ever sort that stuff out, Stafford's in there, Allen, Mahomes, all that. But
I didn't have any issue with the top five order. I'm fine with that.
Either.
That's fine.
I don't really have an issue with any of this. I think most of this is kind of ridiculous when you read why guys are ranked the way that they're ranked.
Sure.
It's a lot of like, oh, it's just eyeball test. Oh, it's gut instinct, guys, right? I just find Justin Herbert an oddly polarizing player.
He's a lightning rod.
He
no
hasn't
matter
won
what.
A playoff game.
Yes.
And because how bad he's played in playoff
he's
games.
Been horrible.
It's just a complete S show of argument about what we are watching. Right. We're all watching the same game.
We are.
And we're having a very, very split takeaway. Now, I certainly think there's some coddling of when he plays poorly.
Mm-hmm.
We're very quick. Not, I guess not you and I per se, but like the collective that does defender like Herbert is quick to go,
mm-hmm.
well, this and that is not good.
No, yeah.
And when he's awesome, it's like, dude.
Look how awesome he is.
That's a one-on-one throw. Yeah. So I will acknowledge there's a little bit of yeah. it, but there's also context in between all of these arguments. Yeah. And it's that his line was dog crap injured last year.
Yeah, both tackles were out all year.
And they haven't really given him the most premier of weapons.
No. Nope.
If we're being honest.
You mean Ladd McConkey isn't the same as Ja'Marr Chase? Is that what you're telling me?
Breaking news.
How dare you bring me on to this? This is
what JSN and Ladd McConkey.
Let's compare the two.
Not the same.
Who would
player.
You rather throw the ball to, right? Or, you know, Mahomes prime Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, right? Like what's the better weapon?
I mean, how many quarterbacks just if you even included Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. Because Hurst has, you go through these lists of quarterbacks.
Rank the supporting cast of everybody in the top 10. It's not like, you can make an argument maybe for May in New England. His, Diggs
who has
is going to
better
be gone.
Weapons, Josh Allen or Justin Herbert?
You're splitting hairs. You're splitting hairs. I mean, Allen has certainly been, that has been a criticism of many of people around Josh Allen, and I have used
you've got
to
a good running
him.
Back.
Yes, but you have a better running back.
And you have two receivers. They got DJ Moore now yep. in Buffalo. They've got Shakir still.
Yep.
You could like his tight ends. So
would
you
rather have
there.
Shakir and Moore mm-hmm. or Ladd McConkey and Johnston?
Yeah. I know where I'm going with that.
Right,
Mahomes, that's a debatable one.
And that's what if people use as an argument to defend
Xavier
Mahomes
Worthy
now.
Is not a one to me. Right. And a Hollywood Brown, no thank you. And Travis Kelce looked yes. a million years old, even though he almost had 1,000 yards again. And
it's turned into, the ironic part about it, turned into a defensive Mahomes. Well, what's he supposed to do
I know.
With this? His offensive line isn't good, and his wide receivers are old, and
but
they can't stay healthy.
Because he won early.
But because he's got Super Bowls, it's, yeah. well, yeah, he's still a top two guy. Let me read a couple of these quotes, by the way, because I'm with you. Herbert is without a doubt turning into the most debated guy out of this. The tough part with the reaction to him is that both sides are true. He's been horrible in the playoffs.
There's no
I don't
arguing.
Know why. I don't know what happens in his brain.
Clutch gene.
Is that what it's going to be his entire career?
We
does
need
it
to
change?
Examine the clutch gene.
Is he the guy that can't do it and then does it? And it's like, oh, that looked dumb when we said that. Or is he the guy that will never, like, I don't know how this is going to end. That is 100% factual. He's been terrible. He was horrible in New England last year. There's no defense of it. While also simultaneously arguing he's never had a number one wide receiver. In fact, most times his head coach and offensive coordinator have been pretty bad. And last year, his offensive line was literally the worst to ever make the playoffs.
This is his third head coach, right?
His third head coach in 5 years.
Yeah.
And Greg Roman is known for what as an offensive coordinator? Is he known for his complex passing offense? No, he's known as a run game
coordinator.
I'm okay
wanting a run game.
And
I think
fine,
you want to win the whole
right.
thing. Seattle wins the Super Bowl largely because of a defense and yes. a run game, and Darnold does what he does. But
you got to be able to play defense and run the ball in order to do it.
Yeah.
You know who the Chargers' leading rusher was last year?
Herbert.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here are the quotes on Herbert, by the way, from an exec in the NFL, personnel executive. Said, quote, if you're picking quarterbacks to build around, you're still taking him pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Another one said, this is an NFC scout, there's a reason the Chargers OC job was the best one available because of the quarterback. McDaniels should be able to streamline some of the things, manufacture some layup first downs for him.
Yep.
And then another one, this is an NFL coordinator. Quote, he plays young. He's incredibly talented and has made progress, but he doesn't have the maturity level of the other guys as far as how he runs the overall operation and the mastery of the position. And that has been a quote that has jumped out to a lot of people of like, this guy's going, what's Herbert going to do? Year 6 or 7? How many years has he been in the NFL?
2020 draft, right?
Right, I think so. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, he's going into year 7 of the NFL. So a 6-year starting.
That's crazy he's going into year 7.
It's wild, dude, isn't it? He's only 28 years old. He's a younger guy.
Yeah.
Came in and played, obviously, at Oregon right away and then jumped to the NFL. And so he's not 37 years old. It's not the end of his run. But to still say that about a guy who's been a 6-year starter in the NFL is a quote that is jumping out to a lot of
you
people.
You almost kind of wonder, too, how much he gets hurt by how good Josh Allen is. They're roughly the same size of specimen,
big
right?
Big physical guys.
Big arms, big bodies. They're both very mobile when they need to. I think Allen's a slightly better athlete than Justin Herbert. And
it's been a criticism to me of their
offense.
And he
hasn't had the most weapons at Buffalo. He's had some guys like Diggs was, I'm not going to pretend Stephon Diggs wasn't really effing good
at
a point, you know, when he was there. But he's been able to kind of collectively lift it up at times where I think at fair or not fair, Herbert has these moments, largely bigger ones, where
yes, it doesn't deliver.
It doesn't quite deliver. He's had some good performances. The broken rib game at Kansas City, I still like how he made some of those passes is insane to me. But
go back and post some of the early stuff in the year last year when the offensive line was healthy too.
Well, like, how do you separate Justin Herbert from Dak Prescott? Who's better?
I think they're both pretty comparable.
I do too.
And if you rank Dak ahead of him, I'm not yelling at you. If you rank Herbert ahead of him, I'm not yelling at you.
When people are ranking Dak ahead of Justin.
They are. He's number six this year, off of a big year last year. It is. Look, this stuff gets me going every year. I love when these rankings come
out. It's just a fun thing to kind of peruse. And I love that you... It's just every year. It's like clock. Same exact quotes.
Yes.
Executive scouts.
Yes.
Coaches. He's got grit. High motor. Win guy.
Right.
Guy that you plug in and say, get me a throw. He makes the throw. It's just like... And it's about all of them.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence.
If you can make him in a lab, this is how you would make him.
Yeah.
Who are you saying that about? Allen, Herbert, Lawrence? I'd make them all in a lab. What are they all, 6'5", 250?
If I had to go against anybody, would be that guy. Like, oh, there's like 15 of those. So thanks very much. I think if you want to argue about any of them, you can. Bo might have one of the biggest arguments of everybody that's involved name-wise on this list.
Agreed, because he's checked the box of winning. He's checked the box of doing it back-to-back years. Now, I don't think he's played at a top five level for the last 2 years, but he's been good. He's been one of the upper echelon quarterbacks, wherever that breaking point is for you in the NFL. And he is a healthy leg away, I think, from winning the AFC title game.
Do you have you reevaluated how you feel about Bo?
I always felt like he was going to come in. I felt like he was a high floor, low ceiling guy. And it's kind of gone the way that I thought. I don't ever see Bo Nix turning into a guy that we put into an MVP conversation. But I always view it like he's played enough football. And he's functional enough to like, he can get it done for you. You got a little bit of grit, as an NFL executive would tell you. So it hasn't really gone that surprising to me. I think that's kind of the way that I figured that it would. But I'm with you on that being a very debatable thing.
There's really not a list on here or a name on the list that can't do it when the things are right around them.
No, if you get the pieces around them, a lot of them can. Which one is the most egregious? 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. On the other side, Victor Wembanyama did the thing, and we had a fight in the end. What about that culture, huh? Next on the fam. All right, welcome back in. Get to a couple of NBA tidbits here in a moment. Before we do, though,
God bless the beaver.
Let's read a couple thoughts. Where did this go? Seahawks fan chiming in. Zero turnovers for Darnold throughout the playoffs. Most recent performances in the biggest moments should count for something. Agree, he should be a top 10 guy.
That's how we usually do this.
Yes, what matters the most.
He's a top 10 guy.
Right.
They usually go, like if Caleb got to the division round, great year. Because of that, he got into the top 10. Darnold wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
Puts up good numbers. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bronco fan chiming in. And again, a point that I agree with. Bo being that low is laughable. I totally agree with that take. Our Falcons fan is chiming in. You mean 79th ranked NFL player, Tua? Put a little respect on the name. Thank you very much. Also, this one at the fan text line, and I agree with the gist of it, because I find his quarterback very, very debatable. In the opinions of him vary widely. Mm-hmm. But one of our P1 said, I know Dirt's going to stand for his guy being the most controversial, but anybody with a brain knows he plays for a crappy organization. It's all broken up, sorry. Has a crappy team around him. He's definitely a tier two quarterback. Most controversial QB has to be Jordan Love. Following two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, people who hate the Packers want to throw shade because they don't want the Packers to find the next quarterback. Also, even some dumbass Packer fans thought they should trade Love and keep Malik Willis because he can run. Love and Herbert have similar stats, both likely tier two quarterbacks. And he is a very interesting one. And I know, look, there's only 10 spots. It's like when we did our top 10 NBA thing. And it's like, well, that guy has to be top 10. And then the retort is immediately, well, who are you bumping? Hakeem Olajuwon? Shaq? Like, who's getting the bump from the top 10 for certain guys? Jordan Love had another solid year last year, and he's kind of an afterthought again as a top 10 quarterback.
Well, it's kind of the reverse. I think there's an element of truth. I'll say this as a Packer hater. There is an element of truth to say, I don't want to watch an organization somehow luck their way in.
Three in a row.
To three straight franchise quarterbacks. But here we are. I'd also just try to be honest, too, and remove it, even though you're not going to believe me. You can't be anointed so quickly and early and then basically not deliver in the moment you're supposed to deliver, you're going to get penalized for that.
He's not been as good from his second and third year that he was his first year.
After his first year, we had people putting him in the top three. Yeah, I mean, people were ready to buy all the futures on it, and he very well still could get himself back into the fold of some of that stuff. But it's just like if you come out with the expectation and then don't live up to it, you're going to suffer from it. Or almost like the reverse of what's happened to Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Right? You come out
early. Out of sight, out of mind.
Hey, look, you're winning. And then he wins Super Bowl. Oh, my God, Jalen Hurts, top five guy. And then you don't. And now it's cratered a little bit. And so now he's not top 10. Look, the top 10, it's just so largely subjective and movement year to year. It's always going to change. Your top five guys are your top five guys. And you can make an argument, Mahomes, maybe to some, should he be criticized more for the last maybe 2 years, even though they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah.
But, like, those are your top five guys. Everybody yes. else are just moving parts.
You're mixed into some larger debate. Are you six or are you 11? And there's not that big of a difference between
the two. I think 6 through 12 is roughly the same player.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, right? On any given year,
any given
weekend.
Year, circumstances with roster, like...
Totally agree.
All of those guys we've seen that can get you to a certain level, lift you if they need to, see Herbert, see Prescott here, I think, in some regards.
Right.
And then... get to a Super Bowl or get a team to an NFC title game for the first time since the 90s. Jared Goff, Drake May getting the Patriots back to the Super Bowl, or Caleb Williams getting to the divisional round.
Yeah, somebody texting Herbert's like Stafford moved to a different team, won a ring later in his career. And I have
comped to
Stafford for a long time. Matthew Stafford never won a playoff game in Detroit.
Yep.
And now he is a bona fide top three quarterback in the NFL. Agree?
Like a no-brainer.
Like a no-doubter, just won the MVP. Like
he jumped Lamar and Joe Burrow.
Yes, from a couple of years ago. And he was in Detroit for 12 seasons. He never won a playoff game for 12 years. Went to L.A. and won a Super Bowl in year one. Now, that's obviously, I'm not saying you're going to go to a team and win right. It's just the point of, like, sometimes wins and losses aren't necessarily a quarterback stat. That's the only reason. Because I've always thought Stafford was one of the better guys in the league. Mm-hmm. Now he is getting the credit and the respect he deserves. What do we make of heat culture when it leads to a teammate punching a former teammate in the face in Las Vegas?
Ex-teammates fighting.
We had an ex-teammate fight in Las Vegas.
And nobody talked about it.
No, nobody wants to say anything, which bothers me. There's got to be footage somewhere. I'd love to see how aggressive the punch is. The report is that Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero got into a physical altercation and that they were on a practice court. Hero was, I guess, coaching his AAU team, I think, if I read that correctly. And Bam basically walked up to him in the middle of the game and said, yo, you want to say it to my face, and then punched him. And then the two sides were separated, both left, and no other things followed suit. I did see the Le Batard show bring up a funny joke this morning of if he's really petty, him suing the Heat.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health.
Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply, and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would be pretty funny for assault and lingering this out there. But it has led to yelling about Heat culture. Do we like Bam punching Tyler Hero in the face?
We love it as a storyline.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would love that fight because I largely think Bam Adebayo would demolish Tyler Hero in a fight.
Yes. I think that's why Tyler Hero didn't fight back.
I think my biggest takeaway is not that he was punched by Bam. There was reports that that locker room was not great. They didn't always get along.
I guess Hero said some stuff after the trade, too. I didn't see what
He's
it was.
He talked a little bit about Bam. My biggest takeaway is, why does Tyler Hero have an AAU team?
It's a really good question. Also, what do you see the green shoes he was wearing courtside?
Does this just make the claim of why youth sports in America is broken? Tyler Hero has a youth basketball team?
What are you doing?
Why?
You're in the NBA.
You can be in the NBA and have one. If you're LeBron or Kevin Durant,
come on,
or fighting Steph Curry's, Tyler Hero has an AAU team.
He's a good scorer, don't you know? He's a good scorer. He's a good shooter. They got a shooter.
Definitely not a money grab. Jason Kidd has like multiple traveling teams. Like some kids in Oregon are on Jason Kidd teams.
Does he spill drinks on the courts of those floors too?
It'd
be great if he did.
I don't believe he goes
what
to
if
most
the
tournaments.
What if the logo of the AAU team was a cup spilling over? Would be really funny, would it not? Lean into it, kid.
Why does Tyler Hero have an AAU team?
I don't know.
I read this story, and for some reason, that stuck in my head more than Bam throwing like a cheap shot at him. Did you see Bam was caught talking to Mike Tyson in Summer League?
No, I did not see
that.
And
everybody's like, oh, he's getting more tips of how to finish it.
I don't think he needs any tips to beat up Tyler Hero. And now we have a Udonis Haslam, Draymond Green beef on social media going on, so that's fun to follow. Not the biggest storyline in the NBA this weekend, though. The biggest storyline in the NBA this weekend was it happened.
I've been hinting at this for over a year and a half, and I saw it. I went, hey, yeah, nailed it.
Victor Wembanyama signed a contract extension with San Antonio this weekend. And you might think, well, yeah, duh, they were just in the finals. He's a freak. Of course he's going to sign the extension, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, him and his team decided on the 25% max contract instead of the 30% supermax escalators. And I think he ended up costing himself somewhere in the ballpark of $50
million. $50 million he's saving the
team. $50 million he's saving the San Antonio Spurs. They sat him down. They laid out all the different options, said these are the different variations that we could give you. He decided to choose the contract that gave more money to the organization, a la Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
And let's help me win around here. Now, I also love some of the framing of this. He signed a five-year, $252 million extension. So let's not sit here and act like he's crying poor. But 252 is a lot different than 303, and that money is going to go towards other players in the organization. And the guy who only really cares about winning is psychotic about it, proves it with his contract, mm-hmm. and this sucks.
It sucks because the Spurs are the Packers of the NBA.
Yes.
They seemingly get a franchise player every single time when they need it the most. This was the most obvious thing that you could have. Could we have bet on this on the Kalshi market?
Probably.
I would have laid $100 on this.
Yeah.
$252 million is a ton of money. The dude doesn't really care about, I mean, this is, sounds so dumb to say because he signed for it. The money is not the biggest thing for this guy, so he can still cash in major on his name.
Yes.
Pay off all his people, and then still have so much flexibility for the franchise. I'm incredibly jealous of this.
Would have been nice, Dame. I mean, I can't ask anybody to do it, but you also are starting to see more stars do it. This was the question.
Are
the
you
Knicks...
starting to see more stars
well, two,
do it?
Two's more than one. We've doubled the number of guys. Will there be another?
No. I mean, I won't say no, but like
right.
we're operating the idea that all of the star players
I'm
care
not saying
about
all of them,
stuff.
But I'm wondering, will there be like if you see guys if New York just won the title with Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play it out. Who's the heavy favorite for next year?
The Spurs.
Spurs, right?
Yeah.
Now they were in it this year, so the contract's not the only reason. The Brunson one, very different circumstance. But it's like, if you see back-to-back guys do this and win championships, the number will never reach every max player in the NBA. But does it get to 10? Does it get to 5? Does it get to 6? Like, it just, how many more guys are willing to do this is one of the more interesting. Because the entire NBA offseason.
It's always up to the players, which is the funniest part about this. It's always up to the players to do the thing for the team and not the owner to eat the second apron.
Sure. It's a very fair argument.
The multi-billionaire guy. Yes. You need to save him some money, so do the thing that
James
all the fans.
James Dolan is cheap, right?
Right. Somehow in our poor brains, we look at athletes and we say, why do you need $300 million when you could just take $200 and save the team? Oh, by the way, the owner's worth $10 billion. Don't you dare cost him a $140 million luxury tax bill.
It's a totally
fair. It's very odd how we do it.
Totally fair point. I just find it interesting because the entire offseason conversation has been dominated by second apron, not a robust market for players down the line of the depth chart. Jaylen Brown's contract is a bad move because of the analytics and the money he's making. Like, this whole financial conversation has kind of dominated the headlines of the offseason in the NBA. And your point on owners is 100% valid. I wish more of them were willing to do it. You got money coming out of your butt. You could easily pay the tax and not lose a dime in the long run of things because you're going to make more money in the back end, in my opinion. But I find it an interesting storyline. Maybe it stops at 2. Maybe it gets to 5. Maybe it gets to 6. How many more players are willing to do this is going to become a storyline every offseason in the NBA. Something is happening tonight. Can you name the participants and who they play for? That is where we close up on a Monday next on The Fam. Enjoyed this text from a buddy of mine. You know what's weirder than Tyler Hero having a AAU hoops team? My buddy's kid plays on Peyton Pritchard's travel baseball team.
What?
Huh? Are they called the 8 Miles? What a...
Fast Peepees?
The Fast Peepees? Is that what the name of the team? It should be. It's his nickname. Peyton Pritchard. He's fast. Get it?
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. Can I put my name on a youth? Did anyone play for Dirt's youth team out there? No?
Not a travel team. They're not paying you travel team dollars to have your name
on
their
team. How much do I get to charge the parents? $15,000 a year? I'll do it. Sounds like a good deal to me, man.
If somebody showed up to your niece or nephew's baseball tournament, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go check out a game this weekend.
Let's go watch.
And you sat down and you see your brother and you say, hey, man, I'm looking forward to watching today. And then all of a sudden this announcer gets on, welcome to the field, Micah Potter Youth Baseball Team.
Micah Potter's already got a team. Our new shooter's already got his own team.
What?
That went pretty quick, man.
Well, I mean,
it's pretty rapid.
I think Dame's brother has, like, youth football teams.
I believe he does, too. I mean, you got to own your youth teams,
and
man.
I know he's coaching football, so there's, you know, actual stuff there.
That's his thing, man.
It's just very fascinating how many athletes have youth sports teams. And I'm like, surely they're doing this out of the good of their heart.
Yes.
And not making any money on the youth sports movement that's worth multiple billions of dollars.
The only guy who's ever done it for the good of his heart was Teddy Bridgewater, and he tried to give, like, $1 million to his high school. And they were like, you can't do that. Now you can do that. They could pass
Teddy. He literally made it a law.
Like, why can't I give him stuff? This is ridiculous. The home run derby tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
That it is.
Do we have
it's not.
Long ball fever?
Well, they changed.
Are you jonesing for long balls?
Chasing long balls Swigard have long ball fever?
How's long ball swag over there? We're going back to an old school format where you have swings, not
20
time.
20 swings, so you can take pitches.
Yes.
And we'll see how much complaining about that comes later on.
I, for one, thought it was actually a smart move. The clock led to dramatics at the end of it, but I think what we love more about the home run derby than anything is admiring how far the balls go.
Well, and you want...
And you couldn't do that with the clock.
Yeah, you want it to peak for the final. The problems were
guys
were exhausted by the time they got to the finals.
Yes.
My God, this is the
do we get a golden ball? Don't look at the list. I'm playing a fun game.
Well, I
come on.
I'm just gambling.
Don't scroll down.
It's gambling. I'm
I can tell you seven
names.
Of the eight guys what teams they play for.
Okay,
there's one I'm not.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart.
And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Not sure about it.
Okay, so Kyle Schwarber's in the field.
Phillies.
We all know Kyle Schwarber. By the
Phillies.
Way,
there's two Phillies.
Yeah, two Phillies. It's in Philadelphia, yes. So him and Harper.
I'm glad Bryce Harper is doing it. He traditionally has been one that hasn't participated, but
yes,
I'm glad he's doing it.
Junior Caminero.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays having a great year, hitting a lot of dingers.
Yep.
Munakata.
White Sox.
Murakami. Yep. White Sox. I think lowercase has his Murakami jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Really big into the Murakamis. Mm-hmm. Jordan Walker.
This is the one I'm uncertain about.
That's the Rocky.
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
I want to say Brewers, but I don't think that's
right. No, it is not.
Okay.
He's not
playing for the AL-NL thing.
It is a National League team. Mm-hmm. Jordan Walker plays for a National League team. It's his first ever, shockingly.
Pirates?
It is not the Pirates.
Yeah, Marlin?
You're close. No.
The Reds?
It is the NL Central. It's only one more.
Cubs?
Yeah, I guess there's two more teams. He plays for the Cardinals. Come on now. Jordan Walker.
I just watched this guy play this week.
Jordan Walker. What stood out about Jordan Walker's game, huh?
Well, his Cardinals
look good?
Took 2-3 against my Bravos.
He has 22 home runs on the year.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll take your word for it, MLB.com.
Remember we lived in a proper country. All these guys had like 30, 35, it felt like at the break.
I don't even know how to pronounce this name. This was the one we talked about last week. Jack Caglianone?
Yeah. Royals.
Caglione? Yep.
Yeah.
Caglione?
Yeah.
Is that the pronunciation?
Orioles?
No, it is not the Orioles.
It's the Royals.
It is the Royals.
The Royals. Duh.
He only has 15 home runs this year. He is in the home run derby. It's Jack with a C, too. If you're wondering on the Jack spelling, it's a J-A-C.
J-A-C.
I already don't like this guy.
You sure it's Jack, not Jock?
Wilson Contreras of the Red Sox.
Yes.
We know that one.
They're on a heater right now, the Red Sox.
9 in a row. Yeah.
And Ben, he eats a lot of rice for the New York Yankees. So there's your home run derby tonight.
Why is Ben Rice the most forgettable Yankee of my lifetime?
The irony of it
every time you say it, you say Yankee, I'm reminded, then I instantly forget when you say Ben Rice.
The irony of it is he's got 29 home runs this year.
No,
I think who's the leader right now?
That's Schwarber, isn't it?
Schwarber, I believe,
got
is still
31
leading.
Or 32.
Ben Rice might be second.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me look up my home run leaders real quick. Hold on. Will we watch? It is on Netflix.
Probably.
Flip to it, watch a lot of it. Will it be on the entire time?
Here's the thing. I'm golfing at 2 o'clock.
Oh, you're not watching a second of this. Ben Rice, 29, he's third. Jordan Alvarez has 31, Schwarber, 32.
Why isn't Alvarez in this?
Did guys decline this? Did you see Jeff Passan? He was asked, hey, Jeff, how excited for you, and what do you think about the home run derby? And he goes, I think it's going to stink.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, it's probably going to suck. The tough part is it's become the problem of the slam dunk contest where you just don't have as many sluggers. Otani's banged up, so he's not even playing in the All-Star game. Like,
didn't he just hit a home run this weekend?
Yeah, but they're shutting him down, I think, for a while. He didn't make his last start. They didn't play him over the weekend, and they're worried. What's he got, a knee problem? They're trying to drain his knee or something like that? I don't know. They're saying he's got a lingering thing, so he's not playing at all in the home run derby. He's missing his start. You just don't have, like, you don't have a lot of...
Judge isn't there.
Yeah, like the power guys from back in the day. This is what the NBA, the dunk contest turned into, where one of these guys might do a great thing, but names matter, man.
Big like, Dumper can't hit this year.
No.
God, well, talk about it.
His four home runs aren't good enough to be in the home run derby either.
Far in a galaxy away, the most disappointing first half of any player in Major League Baseball.
Biggest surprise of the first half of the season, the Dumper's stat line. The Mets being in last place.
No, that's the Mets.
Or the White Sox being in first place.
The White Sox being in first.
I'm going to say surprise. The Dumper, actually.
Dumper's the biggest surprise
because
for
you? Because the White Sox, who have been largely pretty mediocre to bad my life, they at least have the World Series in 05. And I know, it's 26. That's a long time ago.
that title can drink.
It can drink. It is eligible. You can make a claim for how many teams in baseball that when you suck for a certain amount of years... Eventually, you pop with
it has
talent.
To work, right? Like, you've been tanking for 5 years.
Even if you're not run well, like, eventually.
The Astros went all the way.
They won the World Series. Like, it doesn't give you a World Series, but it at least give you a season or two of turnaround baseball. If I told any Mariner fan, even if their expectation was not going to be 60 homers from Cal Raleigh, that at the break he'd have four.
He's got nine.
Batting
he's got,
like
I'm
nine.
Joking.
76?
What's he batting? A buck?
He is batting .169.
.169 with nine dingers. You would be absolutely panicked.
Who's the better Mariner, Cal Raleigh or Julio Rodriguez?
Mariner fan doesn't know that answer because it was Julio and then it was Cal.
Yeah.
And now we're back into
Julio right now.
It has to be.
Has he? Yeah, you got to hit above 200, man.
How's that kid that they signed the deal for? How's he doing?
Emerson.
How's he doing?
I haven't watched a Mariner game all year.
I can't.
How's Brandon Donovan doing, the guy that Mariner fans yelled at Swag about starting at third base?
I think he got hurt. I think he's on the IL.
Happy All-Star break, everybody. We made it. Home run derbies tonight.
Colt Emerson.
I'll flip to it a little bit, I guess.
201. He's got seven homers and 20 ribbies.
He's got as many
as having a better year than Cal Raleigh.
Oh, my God.
Doing.
Enjoy the dingers tonight, everybody. Ian Furness was our guest talking about the Seahawks sale. He crapped on Tom Dundon, and it was fun. Go check it out, 1051thefan.com. That will do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Meringue is next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.